Texte numéro 15. Biodefense. The coronavirus that has killed over 180,000 people worldwide was not created with malice. Analysis of its genome suggests that it originated by natural selection rather than human design. But if it had been deliberately engineered or launched into the world by malefactors, the consequences might have been much the same. COVID-19 has demonstrated the vulnerability of the global economy to biological threats, prompting renewed interest in the threat from biological weapons, a lurid corner of warfare. In theory, bioweapons are banned. Most countries in the world are party to the Biological Weapons Convention, which outlaws making or stockpiling biological agents, but some probably make them secretly. America accuses North Korea of maintaining an offensive biological weapons program and alleges that China, Iran, and Russia dabble in dual-use research. Toxins like ricin are also on sale on the dark web. Germ warfare struck America in 2001 when letters laced with anthrax spores were mailed to American news organizations and senators, killing 5 people. That was a wake-up call. Public health became part of national security. Though the Trump administration published a national biodefense strategy in 2018, it shut down the National Security Council's relevant directorate and proposed cuts to the laboratories that would test for biological threats. Now the Department of Homeland Security warns that extremist groups have sought to spread the coronavirus deliberately. With the notable exception of smallpox, a highly contagious and lethal virus that was eradicated in 1979 but preserved by the Soviet Union for use against America but not Europe, and now exists only in 2 laboratories in America and Russia, most biological weapons would have more localized effects than the new coronavirus. Governments are also worried about a new generation of biological threats. In 2016, American intelligence agencies singled out genome editing as a national security threat, warning that synthetic biology could recreate viruses like smallpox or make existing pathogens more dangerous, such as resistant to antibiotics. In January, Canadian scientists funded by an American biotech company used synthetic DNA from Germany to synthesize a microbe closely related to smallpox, indicating the ease with which it could be done. If a potential bad actor pursues a weapons capability using the coronavirus, the virus is now attainable in laboratories all around the world. Compact devices that can detect chemical threats and warn soldiers to don a gas mask have long been available, but that doesn't exist for anthrax or any of the other aerosol pathogens. Military labs across the world are already heavily involved in the fight against COVID-19. One hope is that the crash efforts to develop better tests and a vaccine may yield a broad-spectrum antiviral or vaccine, a shield against natural and human foes alike. Adapted from The Economist, April 2020.